I'm Farah Duro, and you're listening to the PCOS Revolution podcast. Welcome back to the PCOS Revolution podcast, everyone. Today, I have with me Maria Horseman, who is a speaker, health and insulin resistance coach, a personal trainer, and corporate wellness consultant. She left the corporate world to help busy professionals, go-getters, set and achieve their health goals so they can do more, live more, and expand their quality of life. Now, Maria empowers people to lose weight, boost energy and confidence, and build physical and mental strength. And she's also spoke at PCOS awareness events and conferences, and she herself has reversed her own insulin resistance and prediabetes, actually. So we're going to speak a little bit about some strategies that she can share with us to help do that via exercise and diet and lifestyle changes, but also getting started with that, because this is the time of the year where we're going to actually be focused a little bit on our goals. Obviously, everybody is thinking about what to do in the new year and all of that. So we want to actually talk about getting a plan in place that's going to keep you inspired and motivated throughout the rest of the year. And hopefully this is going to be your last year of actually making that your ultimate goal. It'll just become easier and easier as you implement it. So welcome, Maria. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. Such a pleasure to talk to your audience and to you. So very excited about, you know, this topic that we're talking about, because I have personal interest and experience, you know, with insulin resistance, and I have worked with women with PCOS, and I'm passionate about helping women to get to their next level of their health in a holistic approach. And with PCOS, we know that there is a combination of a holistic approach with some medical approaches as well. Ideally, we want to implement and focus more on the holistic and things that we can do for ourselves and minimize the use of medication as much as possible.
Awesome. I'm excited to talk about this, because there's nothing that beats exercise, honestly. I don't think any medication is going to be better than exercise. It's just getting to that point of getting excited about that and finding what works for you. So what would be your best advice, actually, just for starting out, for someone who perhaps is walking but not doing a set training plan or not working with a personal trainer right now and that sort of thing? Where do you start? Is that depending on your weight loss goals, or basically just working with incorporating it into your daily routine?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because, you know, you mentioned something right there that made me like, woo, no, you know, as far as weight loss goes. I honestly do not see exercise as one of the primary ways to lose weight. I see exercise as the best free pill yet, like you mentioned, for health and wellness, period, okay? I see exercise as one tool for us to build resilience, for us to build brain health, for us to be more in control of our minds, you know, of our brains, because it's all about the mind over the brain. And there is, once we kind of start getting into, okay, I have more control of my actions, my decisions, my thoughts, then we actually will be making better decisions about our nutrition, about what time we go to bed, how much alcohol we drink or do not drink. You know, should I, you know, or should, sometimes is a strong word, is that best for me to, let's say, you know, eat this that is going to fuel my body and my brain with energy and nutrients? Or do that instead, right? This is the power that I see in exercise, is to really lift the neurotransmitters in our brain, right? Like dopamine, serotonin, GABA, norepinephrine, BDNF, which kind of builds and maintains the cell circuitry. It's almost like a fertilizer of synapse plasticity in our brain. Glutamate and GABA, those are the things that exercise does, you know, to our brain. And so, when we talk about strategies, the first thing that I like to suggest to my clients is, because, you know, like it or not, you know, there is about, I think it's a third of the population that are exercising 3 or more times a week, right? Consistently. This number is very, very low, considering that, yes, you can pay for somebody to be to hold you accountable. Like myself, like a personal trainer could be one-on-one or could be in a group session. I'm just actually launching Strong Bones for Life, which is a group online for women only. And it's amazing. I can talk more about it later. You know, it's about, okay, why am I doing this? You know, why exactly is this important to me? So we get to the root cause of something before we embrace, you know, the commitment. It's hard for us to become committed to something that we don't have much purpose. So if we believe, if we are surrounded by activity, if we put ourselves into that position, if we say, okay, is truly exercise beneficial to me? I think in general terms, people know that it is, right? You know, everybody talks about it. Normally people feel good when they move, but there is a component of being intentional, and I call it intentional movement, right? And so first is finding the why we want to do this. If we know, you know, what is the why for better health, for longevity, for better quality of life, for you to be actually be hiking a little bit more, for you to play your tennis, for you to play any other sports that you love, for you to spend more time with your loved one, with the kids that you have or want to be or want to have, for your grandchildren, what kind of person, what kind of energy do you want to have, you know, to do the things that you love, including expressing love? And then say, the intention behind it, intentionality of movements, right? Because if you think about a squat, it's just not a squat, right? A squat is one of the most important fundamental movements in exercise. It's about our legs. It's about the ability to walk, for us to actually get to the ground and lift something. Could be that grandchildren, could be that baby, without impacting our back when it's done properly. Right? It is something that is going to allow us to propel, to jump when we need to jump, when we want to jump, right? So it ignites so many muscles, important muscles in our body. But yes, can be done incorrectly that our knees can be, you know, damaged, right? Or we can be actually not being with an intention of doing, not doing with intention. A lot of people, they actually, you know, they go to grab something from the floor and they lift more with their lower back than their legs because they're not practicing that squat, which is so fundamental. You know, overhead movements. So now people don't think about why should I do this stuff with a bar or dumbbell overhead. It says, imagine when you get to that cabinet in your house, right? You want to reach something on the top. Imagine if something is coming from, I don't know, from the sky, from the ceiling or something. And you have to have the power to stop that. You need to stretch yourself to one corner. You go 1 foot, you know, stretch it all the way on the top. These are things that bring. So think about the intention that is behind it. Because every functional movement, not necessarily a dumbbell, you know, curl, a bicep curl, that doesn't have much functionality because it's very isolated, right? There is functional exercise that is going to allow us to propel in life. Does that make sense?
I've never thought about a squat like that or a lunge, you know? I was just doing those this morning and I thought, wow. And all I think about is, am I doing this right? Are my knees over my ankles? Am I, you know? Yes. And but really thinking about other ways that could be helpful, that's really important. And yeah, that's so good. I mean, as far as the intention of really trying to figure out why you're doing it in the first place.
Yes.
And having that, writing it down, I think is really good too, just to kind of let your, you know, let your eyes see like, okay, this is exactly what I'm doing this for. It's not just to, you know, get my insulin under control. It's to feel good, you know,
yes,
and have energy every day and be present and be a good, you know, daughter, sister, mother, you know, wife, whatever you are, best friend, and have this routine for life. And I feel like with the bone density issue too, I mean, we know that weightlifting is so good for our bones,
yes,
as we get older.
Right.
And you know, it was interesting when I studied in China, there were Tai Chi parks, like, you know, for women and men that were, you know, over 60, they were actually doing Tai Chi at 5:30 in the morning, every single morning. And it's like, they really just look forward to that movement. So it doesn't have to be with weights and all this sort of thing. Like we think of it, they were in, you know, a half lunge pretty much for an hour. It's,
yes,
it's a workout, you know, people think it looks easy. It's not easy. but just having that is part of their social thing too, or they actually were, you know, able to be around other people as well, you know.
Yes,
that's important. So going to a gym could mean a lot of things. Going to a yoga class could even be someone's socialization for that week, you know? So.
Yes, absolutely. So the first, you know, going back to the question that you had, how to get started, you know, so I mentioned two fundamental things, right? The why, what the intention of it, what, how are you utilizing, you know, but also, okay, you got to assess where you are today and your level of activity. If you're just walking, walking is better than being a couch potato. There is absolutely no question about it. But I look at, you know, not only from a nutrition perspective, but, you know, as the body, right? Exercise, the same thing. We cannot look at nutrition only, okay, for weight loss. No, because you can go down to 300 calories and you can lose weight, but that's not going to be healthy for you, right? That's not something that is brings longevity. You're going to lose all the nutrients. You're going to deplete your body. And before you know it, you fall apart. So we have to have common sense over here. And so assess where you are. And walking is fine, but walking is not broad enough, okay? Just I mentioned about bone health, and you did the same a minute ago. Well, our bones are living tissue, right? And women after the age of 35 can lose up to 1% of bone mass in a year. That does not count about, you know, this is regular, you know, general, women in general. Now, if the women have, let's say, a poor nutrition, you can eat a lot. Does not mean that it's nutrition, right? It's malnutrition. Then we haven't built, you know, that bank of bone mass to help us, you know, as we age. So it's not only, oh, I'm young, I don't need this. Hold on a second. There is genetic components, but there is also how you ate, how you're fed, I want to say, for a portion of your life, and how you're doing going after when you start making your own decisions. You know, so this has an indispensable, you know, essential aspect in our bone health. And why is this important too? Because, well, the bone starts getting weak, right? Then before you know, you get fragile, you start breaking bones, and then the mobility decreases, and then we start getting the fears of this, fears of that, you know, balance goes along with that too as we age. I'm not here to implement fear as I'm talking. I'm here to bring awareness that this is important. And for bone health, just like the strategy for, you know, lifting the neurotransmitters in our brain is not any kind of exercise. We have to have an impact. We have to have a certain cardiovascular. Because a walk is not lifting much of your dopamine and serotonin, BDNF and all that. We need a certain impact, right? Doesn't have to be done. Doesn't have to be running a marathon or running for 30 minutes. We can just include the small bursts, like I like to talk, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of bursts within the routine. So assess where you are, what you're doing, and say, okay, consistency is better than persistency and, you know, or intensity, I want to say. Meaning that if you're doing little today, how about we start with 1 freaking minute? You commit to 1 minute out of bed. And you say, you know what? I'm going to do this week, for this week is going to be 1 minute out of bed, you know, of push-ups. No, that is body weight movement, right? Okay, the next week I'm going to make sure that I'm learning how to do a squat properly. I'm going to do squats. Then the other, I'm going to do sit-ups. The other way, I'm going to do lunges. You see what I'm saying? And you keep a little catalog. I have this fun fitness calendar. I know the folks cannot see us, but it's pretty fun. And I put this on my fridge, you know, and has like motivations, why of my why, my goals and rewards, which I normally say, hey, rewards not related to food, but really things that are simple in life that you can give yourself a break and enjoy. And then I mark it down. I leave this on my fridge, you know, and I mark it down. You know, the things that I'm doing, I draw on it and keep my eye in there. So the visual aspect of our commitment is so important, and especially for exercise. And I'm a trainer, okay? And yes, I'm a coach, but we all need accountability. Don't you agree with that? Do you find that your clients need the same thing?
I like that calendar. I'd like to link to it in our
Absolutely. Yes. I definitely have a link for you and people can download it. I laminate it, you know, and people will get the PDF form, and I laminate it and I put it in my fridge, and every month I go, you know, I raise and I put it in there. It's wonderful. It keeps me always motivated. Sometimes I look at it and says, okay, Marie, it has been 2 days. What excuses, you know, let's get in. It is really that, right?
Yes.
So yeah. And, you know, so assess find your growth, start small, but make it happen every day. You know, that 1 minute, folks, is building that thing. I got to do it. I get to do it. I get to do it. And you celebrate. I got my women in. I got it in. And then before you know, you say, okay, this week, now I'm going to go to, you know, a 15-minute workout. You know, I'm going to get my accountability body. I do run programs and I put people, meet if it is a group, to have accountability bodies. And then they discuss their goals, you know, whatever the program is, if it is exercise and nutrition, whatever. It's all about health, right? And then they check with each other, you know. And so this helps us to move forward. All the help we can get, we could be, it takes a village on the health and wellness circle. So I will not say no. Unless it becomes disturbing. So obviously you got to make sure that you're being effective and, you know, and efficient in these calls and texts and not become like an hour of your day on checking in, right? So yes, and then move slowly. Now, if you say, well, Maria, I'm already kind of working out 3 times a week. I mean, that should be good. Then I would ask you a question. There is always ways to improve, first of all, always. Today, you know, and who you are today is your beginning, And you say, how can I improve this? Am I doing the same things over and over? Am I going to that treadmill, you know, and running for 5 miles an hour, you know, every time? Do I do 20 minutes? Do I do 30 minutes? Do I do, you know, a certain level of squats or any body weight or even lifting at the machine, at machines or dumbbells, whatever you are working out? How can I improve that? How can I push myself? Just like we are trying over here to grow and build that resilience and become stronger and happier, that means that we have to challenge ourselves. And that is the same thing with our organs in our body. You know, just like we're challenging our bones, right, with some certain impact and the weight and the heaviness. So we need that. The same thing is for our cardiovascular, right? We need that heart to grow, to be stronger. How do we need that? We have to challenge it, go up and down, push. And before you know, you start tracking, you know, you're going to see your improvement. And that is so fulfilling, you know, for an individual.
Definitely. Right? Yes, definitely. And then we have our patients actually, now we have a portal for PCOS as well, for PCOS Revolution Academy, but has some beginning exercises to do just to get started, you know, and in a 6-week get started program. And basically it's just, you know, movement in general is good to develop a habit for, you know, and then you start to crave it. You're like, oh yes. God, I got to go. Like, I feel bad if I don't go, you know? So it took me about a year to get to that point, I have to say, you know,
yeah.
I never liked PE a lot. I wasn't a sports person. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, my husband works in sports and he's like an Ironman triathlete, you know, but I just kind of like ballet and certain things like that. But I got into Pure Barre and I just thought, this is like, and then I started thinking, well, I want to challenge myself beyond this now. I'd like to go get, you know, work on, you know, lifting weights a little bit and then starting to do some more cardio. And then it just kind of builds until you feel like you kind of get to the point where you're like, I need to challenge myself more, you know?
Yes.
And I think that is the part where you're like, okay, now I'm in this rhythm and I'm craving this routine. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just creatures of habit. So unless we start somewhere, we just never start. And I think that's what it was.
That's it. And, you know, and that's where also a good point you made here is we have, you know, the tendency to continue to do the same thing because we get comfortable, you know, again, right? In order to grow, we have to step ourselves out of that comfort zone. And sometimes we have these fears of getting outside the comfort zone. So again, going back to that why, going back to the reasons, you know, and try to find us, why do I have this fear? A lot of times, you know, stuff that is from childhood, I hate to say it. You know, there are things that we saw, experienced, or whatever, that now are poking in into our minds and becoming we're very defensive about it. So when we get out of our comfort zone, we got to be open to challenge this beliefs that are existing there, right? And we have, and I say have here because it's kind of hard not having to do this, you kind of have to surround yourself of the people who are actually growing as well, that they are in the same zone as you are. And we look around a lot of times and I says, who are the people? I tell my clients, you know, and I says, who are the people who can be your accountability? You know, not in my progress, but really outside your life. Who are the people who can actually say, hey, I need some help over here, stay on me over here? Who are the people who bring you, you know, that positive encouragement that is happy, happy for you to make a progress? Not like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, and move on. It says, you know, don't share that. Don't continue to share with those people. You got to find your people. You got to find that. And you know what? And like you said, you know, exercise, you're going to crave after a while because it's the brain. Like we talked, that's what I'm saying. The brain say, yes, I love this stuff, right? So keep feeding the brain because the brain is going to feed your mind. You know, those things is going to say, yes, I got this. And you know what? No, I can make this better decision. And yes, I'm going to go to that class today. Yes, I'm going to go for that jog. Doesn't matter if it is only 10 minutes. I know 10 minutes for me is better than no minutes at all, right? Have that intention. And it's about taking that step that, you know, moving forward. And we tend over here. And sometimes if we get stuck into that, you know, not doing or not doing enough or doing the same thing, is where it can be a good idea for you to hire a professional and say, okay, I'm here. How can I improve? I need some accountability. I need some fire. I need some different ideas. You see what I'm saying? That's where then going to different classes or hiring a trainer, especially if, you know, you have certain specific things that you want some attention about for your body and your mind. Then that's where I would go to kind of take you out of that funk, you know, a lot of times.
So true. Yeah, definitely. And I think that that's so important to actually, you might not know what you want to do until you just try different classes. Like they have ClassPass and different stuff like that. And just to kind of not listen to your brain so much when it's like, you know what? I think you need to lose X amount of pounds before you go to a gym, or I think you need to wait till, you know, and our brains are very good at making excuses. It's so true. And I don't know why it's like a reptilian thing. Like, okay, it's not safe to come out yet, you know, but I guess, you know, that's where we have to overcome and kind of silence that a little bit in order to get out of our comfort zone and just be uncomfortable, be okay with being uncomfortable sometimes, you know. And go for it.
Yes, the brain is a lazy brain. It's a protection. It's great for safety. It's doing that for safety, but it's not great for growth, mm-hmm. right? So it's doing its job. We just got to understand. That's why being mindful, you know, I teach kind of get at, you know, being mindful versus fearful, right? And so that means that where we touch with ourselves, and especially when we're exercising, pay attention to what the body is saying. Right? How the body's feeling. Oh my God, there are some times that my brain over here is telling me so many, I start talking to myself, honestly, like a crazy woman, you know, good that I have my own gym, you know, and I'm over here and this side of the, you know, the one side is saying, no, that's enough. You know, your heart is right. You know, it's too, going too fast, whatever it is. You don't need to do this. Why one more round? The other one is saying, you can do one more freaking round. I mean, hold on. If you need to rest a few more seconds between, that's okay. But you have what it takes to do one more round. Why not do one more round? Come on, you know you're going to feel good. I have these arguments, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing because I beat it, you know, and then I feel great about it. And it says, I told you, you know. So it's kind of that kind of thing, you know. You know, talking about, you know, I want to make sure that we touch because you mentioned that in the beginning of the call, you know, on exercise and insulin sensitivity. And that is really a passion of mine because, you know, like I said, I used to have prediabetes and I came from the corporate world and I made six figures. And, you know, I was excellent at what I did. I was really good at what I did. And, you know, I lived my life like go to work. I was a workaholic. I've always been a workaholic. Work has been part of my foundation from my childhood. I was raised by a single mom. So she was always working to put food on the table. So all three of us, you know, are like that, always working, always doing something, you know, and hustling. And so I always worked hard because it was me. My family's in Brazil. It's me or me. That's it. You know, there is no funds coming from my country and my family. So I cannot count on that. And maybe the situation of others is, you know, listening here is different. That's great. But what I'm saying is those are the things that impact who I am today, right? So again, going back who Maria is today, why Maria does certain things. I'm not saying that being a workaholic is a good thing. And I'm like, hold on a second. There is levels, right? Am I taking care of my health? So, you know, I lived out of sugar. I lived out of, you know, simple carbs. I lived out of energy drinks, caffeine and all that. My nutrition is extremely poor. Gastrointestinal issues are devastating since very young age. So I have some sensitivities. I didn't know any better, you know, But yes, I was successful. I made good money. I came home. You know, I was always active, playing some volleyball, doing something, you know, but not intentional movement like I do today. I didn't know what the heck that was. You know, what is this? You know, okay, what for? You know, so I was living life by, you know, day by day, getting up, doing the things. And I think that's what I see in a lot of people out there. Their lives are robotic. You get up, you know, like I did. And I know there's a lot of people out there because I speak to organizations and everybody, yes, 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 yes. You know, you get up, you go straight out of the bed. You know, you may jump in the shower. Sometimes you might be late. You don't take a shower. You grab, put your clothes on and you get out the door. You go into the traffic, go to the office, and you might get your little coffee or whatever. Sometimes they have junk around, you know, the donuts and this, that. You know, some offices are still doing a lot of that stuff. And you get to talk to your coworkers maybe for a few minutes and you go into it. And most of the jobs these days are stressful. Okay. The stress in the workforce is insane because it's all about cutting cost and cost and cost. That means that people are doing more, right? And they're multitasking. Their brain never stops. Their brain never stops. Sometimes the brain doesn't even stop after you leave. You know, they're still get home, you know, they do a few things and pa, they email on the phone. Pa, they fire their laptop again. Mm-hmm. And so then, true. Right? And then they go to bed. I mean, they don't reflect much of the day. You know, sometimes they didn't do much other than sitting. You know, might have played with their kids, whatever, a little bit, but the mind is, oh my God, I got to do this. I got to do that. There is not much time. And I say is we have to take the time. So I was that kind of person too. And as a business owner, there's different stresses that I've gone through to the point that I got to adrenal fatigue, you know, thinking I can do it all by myself, right? Coach told me, says, you're trying to build a $10 million on your own. That's not possible, Maria. I've never seen anything work as hard as you. And so we have this kind of tendencies, you know? So we have to step back. And, you know, what led me to be where I'm at today and change my career, change my health and reverse my symptoms and all that is because I have an epiphany. I says, okay, what's going to be of Maria when she's in her 60s, 70s, and 80s? What do I want? And let's assume the worst case scenario. Here comes my why, right? I mean, I said, well, I mean, it's just alone. Let's say I was single. I'm still single. No kids. Family still in Brazil. And let's assume all the friends are kind of doing their own thing, right? What is important to Maria? Independence. I like to do things. I like to meet people. I like to go places. I know the things that make me happy. And that always relates to being social in some way or another. And I says, okay, what does it take for me to get there, right? It's health. And then became like, no, it's not only health. It's actually a healthy lifestyle. Then I started digging. And then I had all my 10, 11 years of annual physicals. I never look at it, you know, didn't understand crap about it. I'm like, okay, what is this? And then I started studying. I became obsessed. And I understood that the body is a beautiful machine. When I was doing that process, I started understanding and took some classes how to read blood work. So I do blood chemistry, a functional blood chemistry analysis on people's blood work as well, that kind of stuff, you know, with a beautiful report, yada, yada. I do genetic testing as well now. I learned so much about myself, you know, and help people to put a protocol. And then I says I had pre-diabetes, which was not a surprise because I ate sugar all day, mm-hmm. You know, and the only reason I probably didn't get diabetes is because it's not in my family. So that when I came to the doctor and I says, I have high homocysteine, I have this, my triglycerides, da, da, da. Why did you tell me? Oh, you're young. I said, what do you mean I'm young? I'm 36, you know, at the time, you know, I'm about 45 now. And I'm like, about to, because it's less than 2 months. And I'm like, hold on, you wait. And then I have prediabetes. Well, you don't have this in your family, you're active. And I says, doc, I've been seeing you for over 10 years. You never asked me. What do I eat? I eat sugar all day, for God's sake. I have an extremely poor diet. I don't eat anything with vegetables whatsoever. I eat cheese, you know, chicken, you know, some whole wheat stuff and sugar. I mean, so from that point on, I took my health in my own hands. And I became so fascinated that I became started studying more and getting certifications. And eventually I left, you know, 5 years ago, the corporate to do this because I saw it. And I also did that after I reversed my symptoms and I saw a new Maria, you know, come out. The one that didn't need any of that. The one that had the body functioning well. The one day I will never forget that I had my period, that I always had cramps. I looked down and my period came and it says, I felt nothing for the first time in my life. And it says, this is it. This is it. I'm getting close to finding homeostasis here, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. So the insulin sensitivity exercise is indispensable for that because we fire our muscles, right? And they become really trained to get glucose from the body. You know, so we have to challenge our muscles. Cardiovascular, you know, is going to get that glucose out of the system, you know, but can wear you out as well. So we have to be careful with women with insulin sensitivity because, you know, they have all this blood, all this sugar going on if they have insulin resistance, right? And all this insulin going out, which is actually an impediment for them to lose fat and lose weight because it's an inflammatory hormone and keeps the fat stored. So we have to do these things naturally from the nutrition aspect to optimize our nutrition, you know, and to increase exercise, to put more like a HIIT kind of thing involved. And you don't have to do like HIIT, like jumping boxes and all that stuff. You can do burst exercise of 30 to 60 seconds, you know, in between your routines, in between your sets. And that it keeps your heart rate up, you know, and you get a very efficient and effective workout in 30 minutes or less. Actually, most of my workouts are less than 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's important because, you know, the insulin, it's impacts, you know, our aging, PCOS, obviously diabetes, hypertension, you know, it's obesity, you know, impacts our bone health. I mean, it's, so let's start with simple things, you know, that we can do. And a lot of times does not cost anything. If you need motivation to get started, get some motivation, you know, get somebody to help you guide. But there's environments. Assess your environment, mm-hmm. you know, first. Assess where you are in your environment. And you know what? If you feel like your environment is stressful, you don't have the support that you need, go get it. Because there's a lot of Facebook groups out there. There's a lot of other people like us over here trying to get you in there. So get involved with more people. Follow the people. Read the stuff that are, you say, you know, I want to be like that. I want more of this. So start following those people. Read their books. Read their material. Read their blogs. You know, join their Facebook stuff. Get motivated. You know, get inspired by their words and by their, you know, their mission and by their actions, right?
Do you ever create vision boards? Because I like to do that every January. I get my, well, actually December 31st. It's my little favorite thing to do. And oh, you got one right there. Okay, good.
Yes, I know the folks cannot see it, but look at this. Mine is
We'll put this video out too so that they can see.
Okay. So I wanna say that my vision board, I propose vision boards that are mobile. So these are made from, you know, the file folders, whatever, you know, that I glued. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So in here, so you can put this on the floor. And it could be like, what is that instrument that you kind of open and close, whatever the name is? You know what
it's
I'm talking
like
about?
It's like an accordion.
Accordion. Yeah.
You're yes. An accordion folder with images there that you've
got. Yes. Yeah. So I have in here a lot of stuff. So my vision board is it starts, you know, from the things that make me feel happy. And then I go through my perfect ideal day, perfect ideal average day. So in here, from the moment I wake up, you know, to the things that I want to do, to the things that, you know, from the car that I drive, from the house I want to live, to the people I want in my life, to the clients that I want, you know, to, you know, who I'm going to have dinner, what kind I'm eating. So you see all this kinds of stuff, my personal growth. So this is personal fulfillment. What do I do for that? You know, to my legacy and to having before, you know, I kind of drift at night. What are the things that I'm grateful for? You know, that I'm happy, that I'm proud or excited that I accomplished. So when I look at this, I always brings me a smile. And there is room to kind of improve and continue to grow on this. I can always add another page, you know, and that kind of stuff.
That vision book, it's a vision book, actually. It puts my vision board to shame. I have like one page where I'm like, you know, this year I want to get toned. I want to get some muscle, you know, and I'll put a picture of that and I want to do that. But now this gives me so many more ideas. It's like you could really just go further with this. I love it. And you really tie it in. Yeah, exactly. Your dreams.
You dream. You put your dreams. So every time you look at this thing, you're like, yes, you get like inspired. So that's why I'm doing this. You
love
know?
It. Yes. Yeah. I love it. We seem like we should probably do a Facebook Live around getting your vision board done, your vision book done for 2020, you know?
I'm all about that. I'm all about it. Let me know when, and I'll be glad to spend time and with you guys on this, because it's such a fun project.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, I love it. If you guys are excited about that too, definitely go to our Facebook page and we'll have some comments, because by the time this episode comes out, definitely, you know, we're going to be into 2020. So we'll be, you know, in the early 2020 in January. So we're going to be getting those goals outlined and, you know, getting the vision of you for this year really nailed down, because you are in control of your destiny. I truly believe that. And you put things out there to the universe, you can definitely receive them, but you have to know what you want and what you want for yourself instead of letting other people make those decisions for you. So if anything, I think the takeaway from this is definitely to be intentional with not only your workouts, but also your own health, and really take charge of that this year. Hopefully this is your year to do that. For sure. Did you want to give any parting guidance to our audience, Maria? You're so motivational. I love speaking with you. And I think that you are going to motivate a lot of people today to start taking action. So would you like to offer any little parting guidance, or and also to tell everyone where we can find you?
Yes. I'm all about, you know, I'm a big giver. Sometimes I give maybe too much. But I think it comes with the thing of about feeling good, right, about ourselves. When we give, we feel good about it. So first of all, you can find me at my website is befabbeu.com. You're probably going to put a link, but it's befabbeu.com. There, when you go in there, you're going to hit the icons to follow me on Facebook. You know, I have a page in there. As far as giveaways, I always like to have a conversation with women and give them a few tips, understand where they are. And if there is room to work together, great. If not, that's okay. Some women, I noticed that they are just in that edge. You know, they just want a couple things, and I listen to them and find where they want to be. What is that why, you know, that happy place that they want to be? What is on the way? And then I'm able to give a couple suggestions. And if they're ready to take the next step, great. You know, if not, that's fine too. I'm not that kind of person that pushes anybody to work with me. I want to work with somebody who is ready to work with me, because it's more a transformation aspect than just a task. You know, I'm not a task driller or driver, I guess. I am like, let's think about this and let's see why you're not taking this step, but really how you can make it happen. And let's think outside the box that ways. It's about the I can versus the I cannot, right? People show up with, oh, I can't. I says, okay, we're going to stop right here. Tell me what you can. And we go from there. So that is, you know, it's called, people can set that up. If they go to my website, they also get that. I call the energy audit. They contact me via text, you know, on my phone number, 770-835-5490. I leave that open. It's public on the website too. And I'm very good at that. And I'm also, you know, probably by the time you're launching this, just actually launching a pilot for bone health. It's called Strong Bones for Life. And the website is strongbones4life.com. And it's going to be an amazing program. Just had an orientation today with the ladies. This is for women only. So it's going to be a group of 8 weeks. And twice a week we meet. And about one third of the session, no, about 15 minutes of the session of the 1 hour each time is about the health style, from nutritious supplementation to other lifestyles that help, you know, bone health and overall health. And then the rest is physical activity focused on, you know, balance, flexibility, and strength for bone health. And my mission with that is driven by my mom. My mom has osteoporosis, osteopenia, and she's totally dependent. So, you know, the other day I woke up in a dream and I woke up crying because it's just sad, you know, and I don't want anything to do with it. I'm doing what I can to prevent, and I want to help other women to prevent. And a lot of women, I feel like they're afraid of, you know, just going beyond the walk.
And this is for women of all ages, or is there
all ages? Because mm-hmm. Some women might say, oh, I'm in my 30s and or my 20s, and I, especially with PCOS, I don't have a problem with the bones. Well, you don't know if you do. You know, we start losing bone mass. But if you're a person who is not doing much, this would be a great way to start it at a lower cost. Okay. And you get the group, you get a motivation, and so on. So I'll be continuing to do this every 8 to 10 weeks. You know, so it's one is launching now and it's September 3rd, it goes on. So we're going to have another one in the beginning of the year too. And there is other programs that I do. So just stay in touch. You know, I do all my services online, including personal training. This is, by the way, I'm talking about is group and online. So only thing you need, you know, is your phone or your laptop with a webcam and whatever else. I do coaching, personal training online, but I also do in Atlanta in person as well.
Great.
No excuses.
That's it. Well, this has been so inspiring. Thank you so much for your time, Maria, and coming on. And I hope all of you are just as inspired to start your vision boards and get your exercising planned and also like implementing some positive changes for this year. So thank you everyone for listening as well. And I will see you back at the same time next week. Take care, everybody.
If you enjoyed listening to this episode, you have to check out the PCOS Revolution Academy, where we go through all of these topics in an easy-to-follow, totally online, step-by-step process so you can stop giving PCOS the upper hand. Join me over at thepcosrevolution.com to find out more about how you can sign up and also get access to some very cool freebies I've created for you. I'd love to have you join me inside of the Academy for our monthly live Q&A session to get all of your PCOS questions answered personally.
Thanks so much for listening and see you soon.